under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. We're talking about an issue today that I believe this time of the year, going into a brand new year, should be analyzed, looked at, scrutinized, and applied in our lives as much as possible. Let's focus on our priorities. Perhaps you say, what should our priorities be? I'm glad you asked that question. That's exactly what we'll be talking about today. I say we because I've got Dr. Phelps with me. Dr. Phelps is one of the professors in Conservative Theological University, and I'm delighted that he's taken time out of his schedule to join me today as we talk about the issue. Let's focus on our priorities. Ladies and gentlemen, the Middle East is on fire. Russia-Ukraine war is still raging. The Biden administration is silent. In fact, the Biden administration is absent, asleep. Somebody on television recently asked the question, who's running the country? Well, that's a figment of the imagination if anybody thinks that Joe Biden is running the country. Who's running the nation? I believe the nation today is in more jeopardy than any time in the history, my lifetime, in the history that I've seen during my lifetime. The ship is running afoul, I believe, out in the open waters with no one at the stern, no one at the helm. I believe that we need to look at it, analyze, and recognize what we're seeing happening to our nation. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, may I just tuck this in? I believe that most conservatives, most Christians, most patriots are sitting in silence thinking, well, we won the election. President Trump will be the next president, and we don't have anything to worry about. I beg to differ with you. I believe we're witnessing the last few days before the proposed inauguration of Donald J. Trump. We're witnessing about 22 days before us. And I believe it's going to get pretty ragged, pretty rough, pretty tough in the next few days. I may be wrong, but with the things that the socialist, Marxist, communist, left Democrats are talking about, they're going to try to prevent Trump's inauguration. We'll talk about that during this broadcast today. We'll talk about some other things that are hanging in the balance that could very easily disrupt the inauguration and or destroy the potential of smooth sailing for Donald J. Trump in his presidency, that he should be able to start January the 20th. So let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In fact, I'm going to read just a verse that sets the stage, I believe, where we need to think about today. I'm looking at Joshua, the third chapter, and in the third chapter of Joshua, the children of Israel are encamped on the banks of the river, waiting to cross over into the promised land, and the directions are being given for the people, how they should follow and go into the land. And in verse 4, the Bible says in Joshua, the third chapter, for there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go. Now listen to this. For you have not passed this way heretofore. And ladies and gentlemen, the year that is before us, we've not traveled before. Some of the things might be redundant that we've seen or heard before. But the brand new year that is before us, we've not traveled before. And so, as we look at the scripture, let me remind you, it's the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible tells us that the truth of the Lord endures forever. And we live in a society today where truth is demeaned, truth is rejected, truth is denied, truth is bent, bifurcated, and changed. But yet it's not truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, regardless of what denomination you may be, truth still matters. You can't bifurcate truth. A half truth is a whole lie. And I believe we need to recognize the need today. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth, DeMint said. And yet, according to the latest survey, most younger Americans deny the absolute truth. I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. And yet the article opens with giving Webster's dictionary definition of truth. Truth is the body of real things. Truth is the body of real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being the case in fact true. Yet we have those in the millennial age group today that are saying there's no absolute truth. In fact, this is the 55% of the millennials say this. Each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. That's the truth. And yet we find those that want to pick and choose portions of what would be called truth and bifurcate it. I've used the term many times down through the corridors of time. A half-truth is a whole lie. We need to look at the truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge. I believe it's time, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we get back to the fact of truth. It was Jan Hus that made that statement, and he had quite a few other quotes that I'm going to read one of them. Do not be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for what is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the individual wanting to own his own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. It's a 165-foot flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a couple of more things to touch on, and then we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems like the Biden administration is either totally absent, totally asleep, or simply do not care. In fact, one of the things Dr. Phelps and I will be talking about, and that is the need for us to have the right focus. And I think too many times we'll focus on the political agenda. We'll focus on the fact that we've elected a new president that's going to lead us in the right direction and bring us to the utopian position that Americans are looking for. I think that we need to understand that that is not the focus that we ought to have. Yes, we need to look at the political events. Yes, we need to look at what is taking place on the political future and the political agenda that is in D.C. today. But I believe that our focus, ladies and gentlemen, as we enter into the new year, our focus ought to be on priorities. Priorities that we need to look at for each day, for each week, for each month, for the entire year that is before us. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that many people will prepare a list of, what do they call it, New Year's resolutions? And the New Year's resolutions, generally, I'm told, all on that list of resolutions, generally by the first 30 days, all of them are gone, broken, cannot be followed through with. I believe we're about to enter some of the most serious, unknown areas for American citizens in the recent history. Some things that perhaps you've not considered as possibilities. And I say that because let's just get down to where the rubber hits the road, or the water hits the wheel, as the old cliche goes. I believe that we are satisfied as Christians and conservatives that God divinely intervened and gave us victory in the November election, and Donald Trump is going to be the 47th president. I think we set that in our, cast that in concrete and think that's unmovable, unshakable, undeniable. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a move in Washington to undermine and destroy what the citizens in America have said and the voices that have been raised in relationship to the election. I believe we need to recognize some of the major, major pitfalls that could take place in the next 20 days. That I believe we need to talk about, analyze, and look at. And as a transition, a contrast to that, we need to then look at what the Scripture says, what the focus ought to be for the Christian, for the conservative, and for the patriots in America. That's why Dr. Phelps and I are going to be talking about that today. Perhaps you have thoughts and ideas on it. Perhaps you have understanding of where we're going. Perhaps you have your own individual fears or concerns about what's going to happen in the next 20 days. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comments, please.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing great. Pray that you are. Hope you have
doing
a happy
well.
New year.
Thank you much, sir. Happy New Year to you, too, as well, and Dr. Phelps. I would like to address an issue that it seems kind of under the wire right now, but if you analyze this issue, you can see where it will cause problems. I don't know if you read the article recently where I think his name is Hakeem Jeffries said that the Democrats would not bail out Mike Johnson if the Republicans have a no-confidence vote in him. In other words, try to remove him from chair. How this will cause a problem is the new Congress gets sworn in the first week of January. If the Republican majority is going through an extended issue to where they cannot have a speaker elected or present, that would actually create issues whenever it came to verifying the electorate. So if they're fighting over who's going to be chair and they can't verify the electorate, the Democrats would love for this to happen, and that's why they're I'm not impressed with Mike Johnson as speaker. I'm really not. But if you look at some of the mainstream media, they're pushing this, get rid of him, get rid of him, get rid of him, and hoping for an event like the last one where it was 90 days plus before we had a Speaker of the House.
Jim, you touched on that, and I'm looking at an article, unprecedented. Would Chuck Grassley really become U.S. President if there's no House Speaker to certify Trump's victory? This is dated December the 29th, Palm Beach, Florida, is the dateline. Despite Donald Trump's landslide victory over Kamala Harris in November, it's possible that he may not become president on January the 20th if there's still no Speaker of the House who has been certified to be able to certify the election results. That alarm is being sounded on national TV. Mike Johnson, the current Speaker of the House, is facing the threat of not being voted as Speaker again this Friday. That is the 3rd of January. They should have the election of the Speaker of the House. This article goes on Sunday Morning Futures on the Fox Channel. Jason Chaffetz quoted Fox News senior congressional correspondent Chad Pergam, who said this. Here's the essence of it, and I'll get your take on it. The House absolutely, unequivocally cannot do anything until it elects a Speaker of the House, period. This also means that the House cannot certify the results of the Electoral College, making Trump the 47th president of the United States on January the 6th. What happens if the Electoral College isn't sorted out by January the 20th? Well, President Biden is done, so he's gone. The same with Harris. Next in the presidential line of succession is the Speaker of the House. Well, if there's no Speaker of the House, so who becomes president? If the House is still flittering away time trying to elect a Speaker on January the 20th, President Pro Tem of the Senate, Chuck Grassley, likely becomes acting president. I write likely because this gets into some serious extra-constitutional turf. These are unprecedented scenarios, strange lands never visited in the American political experience before. We have five Republicans who've already said they will not commit to voting for Mike Johnson, and he can only lose by two votes, one or two votes, this writer says. So I sure hope that we don't repeat this, and I'm strongly encouraging my colleagues to go ahead and elect Mike Johnson, and let's get started on passing President Trump's full agenda. So, Jim, the question is, well, let me make a statement first. This has never happened in U.S. history. If they're going to have a battle about the Speaker of the House, my suggestion is to allow Mike Johnson to be Speaker as of January the 3rd, go forward with the inauguration certification and the inauguration preparations. Otherwise, we're going to have chaos and confusion that I don't believe our nation's ever seen before. And according to the historians that I've read behind on this subject, it's never happened before like the potential is now set up to take place. What say you? What will be the outcome of it if this takes place, in your opinion? When I say what, in your opinion, will be the outcome, how will the populists respond? How will the socialist Marxist left respond? What will the media do? Is this something that we should be in serious concern and prayer for as American Christians?
Well, as I look at it, you're correct. There's the closest I could think of was the one election where they did use the House to finally pull the electric. I think that was for Jackson, that you're talking, you know, in the 1800s. Then, as far as this right here, there are individuals that are in the Republican Party that will do this because they're Republican name only, or they'll use this as a power play to get what they want, which may not be for the best interests of the American public. I see a lot of individuals, and the Democrats, obviously, with Jeffries Hakeem saying last week that they won't bail Mike Johnson out. Every one of them will vote lockstep. They would rather rule over the pile of ashes and proclaim themselves leaders instead of doing anything that I would call constructive. So they're actually pushing. I can guarantee you that they're working on those individuals in the GOP that want Mike Johnson out, and they're going to promise him the world. And then, like anything else, once you're not useful to the Democratic Party, they'll cast you by the wayside. Look at Liz Cheney. You know, she ruined her political career for a seat on the J6 committee, and Kinzinger did as well. So the Democrats, people need to remember that when you're dealing with them, you know, the John F. Kennedy Democrat is a thing of the past. It's a radically different party than the 60s Democrat, which were for the working man.
Well, all you can call them today is a socialist, Marxist, communist party. Their goals, their attitudes, their ideals are totally, how would you say, absent as to what we called the Democratic Party back in the 50s and 60s, as you're speaking of. So if this takes place, we're going to witness a major cataclysmic event in Washington, which will have triple ripple down effects across the nation and around the world. So here's the point. Mike Johnson, I think the major reason the Marxist media is against him, I think the reason the Rhino Republicans are against him, is because he is, without question, in my most humble opinion, a dedicated, avid Christian. As a result of that, he tries to be kind to everybody, and that kindness is looked at as being weakness, and it's simply meekness from his personality standpoint, in my opinion. I believe that he would be, they would be wise as the Republican Party leave Mike Johnson in office. The only other alternative is to do battle for weeks, if not months, to find a Speaker of the House. And if we do that, we have destroyed the running start for Donald J. Trump to get accomplished the things that he's promised in the election that he would do, of which I believe he can do, God giving him wisdom and strength and protection to do so. So, Jim, my point is, as we start this new year off, we need to find our priorities, and I believe the priorities ought to be going back to central biblicist thinking and recognize that the morals, ethics, and values of our nation are still on the line. The determining the destination, the direction of our nation is still up for grabs, if you please, and I believe it's time Christians recognize what our priorities and focus ought to be. We need to look at what's happening in Washington, yes. We need to be prayerful about it, yes. We need to recognize where we stand morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, and our position ought to be that which pleases the Lord as we go into this new year. You go back through all of the Bible, God blessed Israel based on its spiritual leaders. God judged Israel based on the lack of morals, ethics, and values in the spiritual leadership. And I believe the same thing is taking place in America today. So, Jim, it deserves our vigilance and our prayer and looking up, asking God to continue to intervene and protect our nation. So, Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your input. God bless you and have a happy new year. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, and I hope you all have a happy new year.
And yes, I'm thank you and your family.
I'm behind Jim 100%, but something I wanted to say also is that the Democratic Party and the puppet masters, when Biden wanted to give Ukraine, I think it was like a couple of billion or something dollars of weaponry, and Putin said, if America do that, we're on the fast track of them. They're going to attack us. Am I wrong or right?
I think without any question, we're in a proxy war with Russia right now. I believe it's going to continue to fester. I believe it's going to continue to simmer and mold under the surface until there's an all-out coming to fruition, the prophetic text and the eschatological text in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia leads a five-nation coalition against Israel, and it winds up being World War III. I believe we're on the verge of World War III. President Donald J. Trump has said no less than three, four, or five times in the past 90 days that we could go into World War III. Now, the Bible does not call it World War III. It is what could be called the Battle of Gog and Magog, as some call it. It's the battle of where Russia goes against Israel with five Islamic nations that Russia's leading. And those nations are in the hands of Russia today. And so what we're witnessing is the coming to fruition and the fulfillment of the Word of God that's on the very cusp of being in the full open scene around the globe. So it deserves our prayer. And the point that I make with this broadcast and our issue that we're faced with today as we're talking about let's focus on our priorities. It's okay for us to talk about political things. It's all right and wonderful for us to participate as Christians and conservatives and patriots. But we ought not to leave the top priority out. We ought to continue to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways and ask God to heal our land. That's a paraphrase of 2 Chronicles 7:14. I believe that ought to be our priority today. And yet I believe that multitudes that's listening today feel that, well, we won the battle, we won the election, it's all over. And as the little boy says, it ain't over yet. And there's still a lot of things I believe that will take place. In fact, according to the move behind the scenes, 57% of the Democrats say they're not going to certify Donald Trump's election. Jamie Raskin, which is one of the key leaders that tried to impeach Donald Trump twice when he was in the office and 45th president, Jamie Raskin has said that they're going to file suit, last-minute file suit, petition the Supreme Court for a quick answer to not seat Trump as president because he is a, quote, insurrectionist and a guilty felon, been found guilty of a felony. So therefore, they're going to try to keep him from being seated. So it's not over yet. It's not simply he's elected, therefore he's going to be certified, he's going to be inaugurated, and he will be seated in the Oval Office. There's still a long way to go in 20 days, and it deserves our prayer. Go ahead.
Can I ask you one more question?
Okay, yes, sir.
They are strong, I think, in my opinion, landmines to try to make Trump fail.
No question.
Right,
no question about it. They're setting the stage.
Yeah.
In fact, Jill Biden, that's Joe's wife, Jill Biden, told Joe just a little over a week ago, because Joe is seething because he was forced out of office by his own party. Joe is seething that Kamala Harris lost the election because she displaced him. Joe Biden is right now AWOL, absent today, not saying anything, not doing anything, taking his last vacations, etc. Jill Biden told Joe 2 weeks ago, just burn it all down. Burn it down, Joe. And she's talking about America. Burn it down. And you've heard me say before, the Democrats are willing to rule over the ash, burn America down and rule over the ashes if they can rule and be an authority over it. That's the thing that is so dangerous, and that's the reason I think we need to be in serious prayer before God and not seated in silence as Christians and as conservatives. But it deserves our prayer. And so may I say to you and to our listeners, Happy New Year. Thank you for your call. Looking forward to what God is going to do as Christians seriously intervene in prayer. Thank you for your call today. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Okay. Well, God has been good. He has brought us thus far. We know, as you have been saying, He intervened. We prayed. We have, you know, America has been praying. Believers have been praying. We prayed, and we witnessed God's mighty intervention. We witnessed His intervention in the greatest miracle of modern times, with the sniper's effort to destroy Donald Trump, especially with that first in Pennsylvania, the sniper now on the roof. That was a powerful miracle. We recognize it's not being talked about, but it is before our eyes. And the election could only work, turn out the way, only with God's intervention. We know He intervened in a mighty way to put the enemies to shame. But we know the powers of darkness not giving up. The forces of hell that we're dealing with will be just ready to fight, just as you have been saying. That is exactly so. The fight will be, because the goal of the enemy is to bring down America, the destruction of this country, mm-hmm. because this country is a problem to the globalism and all of the other efforts, communism and all the evils of America is a problem. And America need to be brought down. And they have come, they reach very close to the goal, and they are shocked that they are where they are today. So we expect the fight, and it's going to go on. So believers just need to realize that we just have to begin to pray. This is just time to cry out to God and to look to Him for His intervention for spare our culture, and to spare the nation, and to guide. Because what we're facing with now is Russia moving, rising to where they are, and China with its supremacy, where they reach with powers, with money, power that bring China to where they are. The problem of the Panama Canal, plus all of the world, as you mentioned early on, with looking at World War III, unless God intervene. So believers need to know that it is only in the hand of God as we look
Time is about up for this portion of the broadcast, but I'm thankful for your call. You're exactly right, spot on. It deserves our prayer, asking God to continue to intervene and to deliver us from the evil one and the destruction of the safety and the sovereignty of America, as is the goal for the Socialist Marxist Communist Party. So, Lily, thank you for your call. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up, and may you and your family have a happy new year. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue in just a moment right after the top of the hour news. As we continue to face the issues, we invite you to stay tuned. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine, and WATY, Folkestone.
You're listening to The Truth.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.